We have a group here, the paediatric group in University College Hospital, has a long tradition of looking at birth asphyxiated babies. I've been involved with that work for many years, and we decided to give it a go. And we took all the necessary safety precautions, and we were very successfully imaged each of the babies. I think there were about 8 or 9 in total, and we got good results on all of them. So it is possible, but we did have to go to an awful lot of work to make sure that the machine was working on each of those days. On the good days, they were delighted with the quality of the data we've got. I think they hadn't seen before images of the infant brain quite of this quality, and I think they still are great quality, as indeed all our images are fantastic quality. It's just that to take the next step, I think we needed to persuade a commercial manufacturer to give us a console that was reliable so that we could then start proper clinical studies. And I was unable to do that because they're all focused on 70 at the moment.